It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Mariners are thinking about a sweep over the Angels. Seattle is known for its seafood, but the Angels have the best fish of all in Mike Trout.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a fly ball into center field and deep. Heredia going back to the warning track, to the wall, looks up, and goodbye baseball. Mike Trout with his 28th home run of the season, straight away center field right over the 401 marker. And it gives the Angels a quick 1-0 lead. And now the 2-1 pitch. Gamble a swing and a fly ball into left center field. Going back of the ball is Upton near the warning track. He's there. And he drops the ball. He couldn't see it. It dropped off to his left. Seager will score. Heading for third is Gamble, the relay to third. Not in time. Gamble is safe at third. Upton went back into the gap in left center field and looked like he had a beat on it, and then lost it on the way down, or confusion with Mike Trout because he started to peel away and give up on the ball. It dropped off to his left. What a break for the Mariners. Seager scores and the game is tied. It's the Mariners 1, the Angels 1. How about that? And Gamble winds up on it third with an RBI triple.
The right-hander's next pitch to Valbuena, swinging. This is cracked high to the gap in right center field. Trouble. Heredia quickly racing back. It's up over the wall and gone for a game-tying two-out homer. We are right back where we started, even at two. The Angels' lone two runs coming on home runs from Trout, and now Valbuena with two outs in the top of the seventh.
Vincent looking for a ground ball double play to get out of this jam. The stretch and the pitch. Upton with a swing and a line drive instead. Deep left center field. That's going to get down extra bases. Revere rounding third. He'll score. Heading for third is Trout. Rounding third. Heading home. The throw in is cut off by Cano. No relay home. Trout scores right behind Revere. In at second, Justin Upton with a two-run double. And the Angels now lead it 4-2. Now the stretch and the 1-1 to Gamble. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit left center field. Trout going back to the warning track. Battling the sun. He's there and will make the catch. And the ball game is over. The Angels win game three of the three-game series. A final score of 5-3.
Yusmeiro Petit secures the save and the Angels win 5-3. So the Halos avoid the series sweep at Safeco Field. Cam Bedrosian gets the win in relief after Parker Bridwell allows two runs over six innings, and Justin Upton finishes 1-for-4 with his 40th double, setting a new career high. The Mariners fall to a game under 500 at 71-72, and they are three games behind the Twins for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Scott Servais.
Vinny has been outstanding, you know, all year. He really has. He's probably been our most consistent guy going after him. You know, the Angels, you know, have had some good swings at him. You know, he's our guy. You know, he just, you know, Revere got the little soft hit in there, and then his numbers against Upton was 1-for-10 against Upton. Didn't have much success, but Upton jumped on a ball up in the zone, and you know, created the big knock for them there. I thought, you know, Ramirez Erasmo was awesome today. I thought his sinker was outstanding. Was right on the edges. I thought he and Z worked really well together. He just got a little bit too much of the plate there against Valbuena, but gave us everything he had. You know, offensively, I thought we hit some balls really good today. Unfortunately, we hit them to Mike Trout in center field, the deepest part of the ballpark. I think he had four or five deep outs there, a couple other line outs, and, you know, didn't get a whole lot going against Bridwell. But, you know, pretty good series. Would have been nice to get this one today. Important game. You know, it was going to come down to the end. In a game like that, you kind of see it, you know, lining up that way. Just, you know, they got some big hits at the end and, you know, more than we did. But, you know, going back to Vincent, he's our eighth inning guy. And, you know, he's seventh, eighth, kind of wherever their big part of their lineup is coming up. And, you know, I thought it was a good spot to have him in there. He just, you know, they were on him. Like I said, soft hit, and then Upton jumped on the first pitch, little cutter that didn't cut that much. It happens.
kind of makes a difference, though. Before, we've seen you walk Trout, and it was Pujols there, and you have the double play, but with Upton there, it's a little different in the line design.
It is. You know, Upton's having an outstanding offensive season. But again, you know, you're going to matchups. We're trusting our guys are going to get it done. You know, and the numbers dictated that we should go after him based on what Vinny had done him in the past. But, you know, we're certainly going to put Mike Trout on base. I think he's earned that, and everybody in the league would do that with him. But, again, we had the right guys out there today. They didn't execute, not quite as sharp as Vinny has been.
Scott, how much of a shot of the arm is Erasmo been this year, along with some of the other starters that have kind of had to fill in for some of the
Yeah, our
guys?
Starting pitching is, you know, as rocky a waters that we were in for such a long time, they've really smoothed things out for us. And you know, getting deep in the game, keeping us right in the ball game, looking for that six innings, even got seven innings some days. Today was 6 2/3. But it's been huge. That's why we've been playing consistent baseball. You know, every ball game here on this homestand, we're right in the game. You know, we end up this homestand 5-4. You know, you'd hope it'd been 6-3 or even better than that. But our starting pitching, which has been rocky, has calmed things down, and it's really helped us get deep and put the right guys in the right spots late in the game.
In the third inning, when Hanniger broke for second, was there a play on that?
No, it was a miscommunication. He missed a sign. He thought he saw something that he didn't. You know, Mitch is probably one of our most heads-up players. I was as surprised as anybody that he took off there. Obviously, their pitcher's real quick to the plate, and they're one of the better throwing catchers in the league. So, you know, we kept the rally going. We put a couple runs up there, but it was a big out in the inning.
The Mariners get back to work on Monday night in Arlington against the Rangers. Ariel Miranda will make the start.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.